This is Mental Money, and I'm your host, Mario Lovett. We can talk facts or we can talk feelings. The first step is separating the two. That's what today's topic is about. And I also want to touch on love. And I can only imagine the narcissistic behavior that goes on with social media. And I use that, you know, very profound, and I say, there's a lot of convoluted thoughts and distractions and interruptions in most of our mental makeup because of what we look at and what we ingest and not being in the right mindset of our subconscious mind and understanding things. And I want to, you know, people to realize that when it comes down to things we look at, remember, people are not posting their failures. So it's really not reality. So when I say we can talk facts or we can talk feelings, the first thing, the first step to that is literally separating the two. You don't ever want to debate with emotions. And it's hard to do. And I can personally relate to it. Just due to some, you know, things that I've had to personally endure, you know, in my own life. But my son made a comment to me some time ago. He was like, when I go off on a tangent, he kind of just blocks me out. And at first, as a parent, I was like, you know, with the way I grew up, I'm like, who you think you are? You know what I mean? And you want to inflict some type of bodily harm or corporal punishment. But I'm like, well, I got to learn how to respond in a better manner. Because it's all about, you know, respect. Well, nobody has any respect for each other at this point because of emotions. And I'm here to tell you, debating with emotions is probably one of the most difficult things to accomplish in life. It's not something that can be done, especially when, you know, somebody gets to a point of where they very reactive and not thinking, you know, clearly in regards to it. So, you know, learn how to separate and separate the two. But then if you are, which myself, I'm in this, you know, this state of mind personally, and it's being challenged a lot about my higher self. And I think your higher self only exists in a place of love, you know, admiration. There's a level of celebratory moments and admonishment for, you know, things and people. There's a sense of compassion. That's when you're in your higher self. I think every time you have a loving moment and you know, you are kind and you are, you know, forgiving. And let me stop right there on forgiving. And, you know, me personally, I've when I say forgiving, imagine having to not having a father and then forgive him after about 28 years. And want him in your life and want to learn and want to, you know, do these things. And I used that one because that was one of the more, you know, tougher things to be able, you know, to endure. You know, you go through it. I've been through a lot of things. And a lot of times people think forgiving is, you know, going back. Well, my father came into my life after a certain amount of time and it wasn't about, you know, going back. It was simply about taking it from there going forward. If you're in a situation and you are left or abandoned or you're not on the same page in your heart, if you can forgive that person, it has nothing to do with going back to what it used to be and everything, what we can do going forward. And a lot of times that can be very confusing, you know, two people. So when you're in your higher state of mind, your higher level of thinking and your higher self, and you're at the best place you can be within, it starts in a place of love. Every time you have, you know, a loving moment, you're kind, you're forgiving, you know, and compassionate to yourself and to others, because it starts with who? It starts with you. And you are in that state of being at your highest, your most optimal place of yourself. And honestly, it's not the easiest place to reach, because there's so many different things that are pulling at you, challenging you. People that don't understand, emotional moments, not stooping to this level. You know, there's a level of uneasiness and happiness if you're a person that's concerned what other people think. It's a difficult place, but it starts from, you know, you have to learn to love everything that goes on in your life. Whoo! Love that your basketball career would end prematurely. Love that you will go through moments in life that challenge you. Love that you will lose the most important person in your life and your grandmother. Love every aspect that come with it. Well, how can I love a person leaving this earth? Well, guess what? This is how you can love it. Nothing is meant to last forever. This is why we live every day and we die once. This is why we should take the most positive and enlightened approach with any and every other person. This is why we shouldn't be as emotional as we could to say things out of our mouth that we really don't mean. That's how we do it. So when you learn to love everything in your life, every feeling, every thought, every action that you take, everything. But then you have to take that. And it's a lot of negative things that we're loving. Well, who wants to love something negative? Well, if I'm obese and I want to lose weight, it doesn't start with me hating myself. It starts with me loving myself where I'm at and wanting to be able to get to that place where I'm going. Because if you stay in a rut, you stay in a place of hate, you stay in a place of negativity, you're never going to get to that place. You're never going to evolve. When you put a circle around you and people that can relate and tell you things that are truthful and you can not take it personal and you can bounce back and y'all can have a relationship and continue to be able to go, that's the space that you want to be in. So think of yourself as this beautiful, loving person and do the best you know how to grow and evolve. Nobody's perfect. Nobody will be perfect. Nobody will be flawless. It's impossible. That's what life is about. But if we do a better job of taking a piece of love and loving ourselves and make it applicable to others, and it's an attempt. There's more people waking up negative than positive. And probably a much higher percentage. But I have to start from love when hate looks like it's winning. The bad guys look like they're winning, not the good people. Well, sometimes you have to literally meet people where they are. You have to treat those how they treat you. But in your heart, that's aligned with you. It doesn't start with hate. Other people can do that. And I know getting into that space for myself hasn't been an easy transition because of other things that I had to iron out as a man and accept the equations, the encompasses of people in life. We all have to do a better job of loving to get to a point of growing and evolving. But it starts with you. If you don't challenge yourself to be better, to do better, to want better, with all the other negative stuff that are going around, you will be extremely unhappy being concerned with what somebody else think or say about you, because someone will always have something to say. Love you, be you. But don't do it to the point to where it's embarrassing, you know, to yourself. It's inflating to try to seek a certain amount of attention, because now attention is a very, very ignorant drug. It's a bad drug going on right now with the amount of attention people need. The amount of hurt that people enjoy to see other people going through. The lack of humanitarian efforts that are really going down to see really what's going on in this world. Two things I want to end with. Never feel sorry for yourself. The second one is never have an envy towards another person. Try it. See where it gets you. Your mind just been fed money.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.